7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
And if you're thinking that time can't be correct, you're right. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, and that's when we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm not Hello Kitty. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, it's very nice to meet you. I'm glad you could make it today. Oh, there goes my voice. Yeah, so I'm having sinus day again because we're having that weird weather again. It's very windy. It seems to be raining occasionally. It's not raining right now, but it was raining earlier this morning. It was raining a little bit last night. And it's like 48 degrees Fahrenheit, which is what? It's like 8 degrees, 9 degrees Celsius. So it's not cold, it's just like, yeah, you don't want to go out there when it's that windy. So what am I doing? I'm just hanging around indoors, drinking tea. What am I drinking today? I'm drinking Gingin May. I started drinking this yesterday, and I thought, why am I not drinking this every single day of my life? Oh yeah, because it's impossible to find. Well, that's not true. You can get it. It's not that difficult. Oh, but I tell you something else. I'm lazy today. Feeling lazy. Not sure why. Well, I kind of do. I went to bed late and got up kind of early, so I'm kind of tired, and I'm like, eh. And lately, when I say lately, within the last 2 weeks or so, I had some weird stuff is going on with my toes. And I think it's just because, well, I'm walking around a lot more these days, right? Weather gets warm. Tobe goes outside, starts getting more exercise, starts making himself sore because he's so out of shape. Right? So there's all that. Wow, good tea. Good tea. And my legs were a little bit stiff this morning, but I don't think that's gone away now. That's good. Okay, awesome. So, what does it mean? What is it that we're going to do today? Oh, I have no idea. Oh, but look who just arrived. Hello, hi. Okay, my cat has arrived, so now we can really get down to business. Some kitty business. Hi, Peppa, hi. Here, I'll pet your face. Oh, look at your face. It looks so sleepy. Somebody has a sleepy face, kind of like I do. I'm tired today. And I have no idea what I'm going to be doing today. All around. I don't mean that just for Dubious Goals Committee. I mean, I'm lost. I'm lost on these weird days. On these weird days when I have no football games. What am I supposed to do? I don't understand what's happening. How is there a day where we don't play football? How does that work? What? Yeah, it's actually true. There are some days when football is not played. And so what do I do on those days? I sit here and I let my cat lick my arm. Hi, do you want to sit on... Come on, get and do the kitty business. So yeah, cat things. I am I am looking forward to my motorcycle races. What time is it now? Oh, yeah, that starts in 6 hours. Well, actually, 5 hours and 53 minutes now. Yay. Wow. We're going to watch some motorcycle racing tonight, Peppa. And I think I have a... Oh, we better check. When's the F1 race? And where are they? Azerbaijan? Where's the race today? Tomorrow? Dang, guess what? What are we doing? And now I got to remember what channel that's on. Oh, yeah. It's the people who have never played, who have never televised racing before. These are the people to give the contract to. Let's see if they're going to have any racing stuff. In the middle of the night, I'm going through the schedule. I can't find anything. Okay, so tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. And then the race is actually at 7:55. Oh. Why do I feel like I'm not getting up that early? I guess we'll be watching the replay on that one, huh, Peppa?
What do you think about that? Yeah, let's watch the replay.
But of course, before we can watch the replay, I think we're going to have to listen to some Yabure Cabre. What do you guys think?
Peachy, peachy.
Peachy, peachy, peachy. Nampasu. Yoku wakaranai kedo, donmai nano. Goro goro, ojusu irimasen ka. Piman jiru, komatsuna jiru, horenso jiru. Ne ne, asagohan no jikan na. Uchi daisha yaku yaritai, shinkansen gokko.
Oh, yare yare.
I just remembered something. I just reminded me, last night I was listening to this, because let's face it, Yabure Cabre is the greatest song ever. When suddenly I remembered, no, there's even a better song. Renchon has a song about frogs that is absolutely the funniest damn thing you will ever hear. And now I'm starting to wonder, do we need to remix this? What do you think, Peppa? Do we need to make our own remix of the frog song? Do you want to give kitty kisses? And I think we need to hear it now, though, Peppa. We got to hear the frog song. Where's the frog song? Oh, here we go. Okay. Give me some gain.
Kaeru, kaeru. Kaeru wa otona. Otama wa kodomo. 後ろ足生えたらすねかじり前足生えたら反抗期カエル
カエル That's so messed up. We got rain noises there. I want to record that. I want to make a song out of that. Do a remix, but yeah, we got the rain in the background. And the lyrics, the words of this song are absolutely hilarious. She's basically singing, frogs, frogs, and then what's this other line? Something about frogs being adults. Okay, wait, let's get it going here. Frogs, frogs. Frogs are grown-ups. Tadpoles are children. And then There's that line that has the terrible prosody with no foot and meter. She's just jamming words in. And it's, what is it? When they grow hind legs, or is it front legs? They're frogs. Frogs are grown-ups. Tadpoles are children. When they grow hind legs, they're moochers. When they grow front legs, they're rebellious teens. Frogs. It doesn't make any sense. But that's what I love about little kids' songs. They're always so messed up. And when they grow hind legs, they're moochers. When they grow front legs, they're rebellious teens. That's just good songwriting. I'm going to have to sample those lyrics and then maybe add some music to that. We're going to have to add a lot more rain sounds just to... I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to think about it, dingins. You got a good kitty right here. Do you like frogs? I don't think my cat has ever seen a frog. We should go to Harrenhaven and look at frogs, and we can see frog songs, and we can do frog business. What do you think about that, Peppa? She says, yes, frog business.
Frog business is fun for babies.
Yeah, you like frog business. It has occurred to me. Have I ever explained what the Yabere Cabere song is about? Or what the lyrics to that song is? Oh my god, it's super messed up. Yabere Cabere is a quack doctor in the depths of despair. And what's the other part where she said, it's a love letter. Found with a love letter in his hand. Oh my god, we're going to have to go back through that at some point. Should we play it again, Peppa? Are we allowed to do Yabere Cabere? Oh, my cat's leaving. Where are you going? Oh, I guess the cat's getting up to have a drink, but... Oh god, what's happening? Oh no, it's going to be Greasy! Who's that Greasy?
Boy, are you going to get it now?
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to whine.
409.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Kirk Cameron. No matter what you do, 1981, mom's just going to say, hey, that shines.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Not doing a whole hell of a lot, 1981, mom. What have you been up to? Apparently, she's been out shopping. Maybe she went to Marks and Spencer, because she's got one little bag of groceries, and that bag's not even half full, so she didn't actually go to the grocery store. She was just 1981-ing all over the place. How very typical. Oh, I just remembered. I just remembered what else I was going to tell you. Guess what I saw last night? Oh my god, I was freaking out. I was watching, I was watching Mahjong. I was watching Richie Mahjong, and I was watching the Queen Cup, like 2019, was it? It wasn't last year's. It was like, because they didn't have the shields up. I was watching it, regardless, I was watching this old professional women's Mahjong tournament, or like at least part of a tournament, like one round of the tournament. And, see, I was going to say, you know the one cute girl with the tall hair? She always puts her hair up really tall and then has the little vine tendrils coming down the side of her face. She looks kind of like a Hasid boy with ringlets. She got one of my favorite hands. She got the 13 orphans, the game, that particular hand. Went on for like 8 or 9 minutes, almost 10 minutes. Oh, it went down to the end. There were three players in reach. I think she went first. She went into reach first, and then other players started catching up. I'm like, oh my god, is she going to get it? And yeah, she needed to draw the Q-mon. She had to draw the nine of characters, the Q-mon, and she did. And I about freaked out. I jumped up and I was like, yeah, my cat's freaking out because why am I screaming, right? Peppa doesn't know how to play Mahjong. Just one of her very few shortcomings as a cat. But If I did have a nice Mahjong set, I would set it up so she could just knock the tiles off the table because, you know, cats. I really need to find some people to play Mahjong with. I really do. I would play anything. Well, no, I wouldn't play the American version. Oh, but I would play Reach. I would play Hong Kong game. I would play the straight-up Chinese game. I just want to play Mahjong. How do I find Mahjong players in my town? I don't know. Let's go to some music while I think about it. What kind of music do we need to hear today? So we got ourselves a little bit of baby metal to shake us out of our complacency. Yes, I do love baby metal, and I really like that song. That song is, of course, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Sometimes I just like to call it Shanti, Shanti, but I'm not the one who gets to name it. Sorry if I scared you at the beginning there with a little of the banana cha-cha. But I knew you weren't expecting that. And so I had to, you know, beat you soundly about your head and shoulders with the banana cha-cha. Oh, I love the banana cha-cha so much. No, I don't. What I really love is finding colorful golf balls. And now it's time for the golf ball news. As you may know, it's been cold and windy. And I haven't been going outside to look for golf balls. And regular committee members who were attending yesterday's dubious goals committee meeting are aware that I decided to paint a golf ball. And yeah, I actually did this last night. Or at least I started. I started painting a golf ball. First off, I had to go look for all my paint because I couldn't find it because it wasn't in the kitchen where I normally leave it because I decided to clean my kitchen last year and I moved the paint. So I had to go grab a bunch of paint. I grabbed all the green paints I could find, which was only three or four different colors of green. And to make things worse, all of the paint is really old, and so it's all chunky style. And it's not any good. And I tried, people. And I was being kind of stupid, especially when I tried to gesso a glossy golf ball, but it kind of worked. And then when I put the first layer of paint on, the paint was old and crappy and old chunky style, and I had to water it down, and the really watery paint made the gesso dissolve, and so that was kind of an issue. And I did like four layers of that over the span of about 3 hours waiting for it to dry. Then and also letting the paint dry out because the paint's too thin. And nah. So then finally I get out the other bottle of paint. And it's also old, but at least I've got like a tablespoon left. So I'm painting and there's not a color that I like. And so, yeah, the whole camouflage golf ball painting thing isn't going super great. It's not turning out how I have it in my head. But, you know, that's only because, okay, if for some reason you did not attend yesterday's assembly of the Dubious Goals Committee, what you missed was the passing of a resolution to camouflage a golf ball. To custom paint a white golf ball so well in grass camouflage that when placed on a golf course, nobody would actually be able to see this golf ball. That's the goal. That's the dubious goal we're trying to achieve. Yeah, and I don't have the paint I need. So I'm thinking, yeah, I'll just run out and buy $40 worth of paint to paint a golf ball that I... yeah, that kind of sounds totally rational. And I do need to go to an art supply store because I need to get more of these. Wait, where did it go? There it is. It's right there. Tub, duh. I need to get more of these. This is my custom magic marker. My Molotov empty pump marker. 2mm round tip. Which model number? The 111EM. Molotov. Empty pump marker. I need to get a couple more of these. I want another one in this size. I think I want one a little bit thinner. And I'm just thinking, I might buy a really, really big wide wedge tip one. Oh, Pippa has returned. Hi, did you hear this and you were curious what this sound was? Yeah. Now my cat's smelling my marker. And now she's sitting down being good baby. Hi, good baby. You're so nice. And yeah, but somebody hasn't been being a good baby lately. Somebody's been being bad baby, playing, oh, let's eat the kitty spaghetti, which is really just the patch cables on my expensive analog synthesizers and stuff. Yeah. So let's not eat the kitty spaghetti. But oddly enough, you know, I think that's what I'm having for lunch today. I think I'm going to have some spaghetti. Well, actually, I think I'm going to have some rotini. And I got some of those meatballs still. You know, the ones that I got from the deli. They're so delicious. But yeah. Right now, I got a little bit off subject. Right now, the camouflage golf ball project is, I don't want to say it's on hiatus, but it's not quite as high priority as it was yesterday. There is paint on the ball, and it's a thing, and that's happening. What, I don't know. In order to really get this to work out the way I'm imagining this in my mind, I'm going to need more paint. And I'm probably going to want to start over. So should I get a new golf ball and, you know, try to degloss it? Or should I just take the golf ball I have and just clean the paint off and start again? I gotta wonder, how essential is a clean golf ball to a good camouflage job?
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
Essential.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
That is an elegant design.
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Sweet features.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Logo-free.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
That is an appealing transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Anodized.
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
I love that thing.
The carabiner hook securely...
That's not a carabiner.
Theft. A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Blah, blah, blah.
Order your Grand
Ball Washer. I think I will order my Grand Ball Washer today. My golfers will appreciate it and blah, blah, blah. That's another thing I want to do. I want to go out today. I want to get in my car right now, grab a couple cameras, drive around to various golf courses, and take pictures of golf ball washers. But do I get to do that today? No, because it's rainy and the weather is crappy. Yeah. Oh, but look what I just noticed. That lacrosse game I was watching earlier has drawn and is now going to overtime. I don't know what it's called, but it's 4-minute instant death or instant victory type of situation. It's 10-10. Oh, let's punch it in. Hey, how do I... There we go.
Goalies, big time games. We've talked about Ethan Walker for Denver, number 57 with 3 goals. Dylan Watson, number 45 for Georgetown.
Oh, we're just spouting a bunch of empty statistics. We're not playing any sports ball, so... Yeah, wait, let me show you this thing. What do we got going on the Bronifier today? Turn it on! Oh, that's no good. What? No, turn it off. Oh, it's not doing it. I had this all set up. I guess it's drifted. I had the coolest noises coming out of this thing last night. It was doing weird Morse code, going doot, 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 and then it would do this. Doot, 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 doot. It was awesome. But now it doesn't want to do it. Now I'm mad because this was cool. Maybe if we turn it back on and start turning some knobs. Yeah, okay, that's sufficiently weird. Then we brock the light and it goes crank. What does this knob do now? That's no fun. Okay, let's get it to do something weirder. That's kind of cool. Okay. Well, that's pretty neat. Maybe I'll experiment with that a little bit later. Don't know why it's not doing the thing that I wanted it to do, but you know, can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you might find you get what you nyampasu.
Nyampasu!
Nyampasu! You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, but now it's over. I gotta go. We're out of time. Bye, bye, bye.
Nyampasu.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.